This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes broke out and at least one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border, and at least two people were killed as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela Saturday. Riot police fired tear gas and blocked a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers, but had minimal success. At least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the border with Brazil. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of supporters in Caracas that he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia because of its support for Guaido. Maduro also asked that all Colombian diplomats leave the country within 24 hours. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich nation because of a lack of goods, services, and medical care. Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that any aid is part of a U.S.-backed plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by some violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. President Muhammadu Buhari cast his ballot in his hometown of Daura when the polls opened on Saturday. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations, however, opened so late in the day that voting had to be extended into Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. Buhari and his primary opponent, businessman and former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, were both confident of winning the vote. This is VOA News. Transparency was the focus of the third day of the Vatican Summit on the clerical abuse by members of the Catholic Church. German Cardinal Reinhard Marx said the Church had obscured sexual abuse cases. Sabina Castelfranco has the details from Rome.
The bishop spent 2 days reflecting on the issues of responsibility and accountability. The head of the church in Germany, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, used his speech to call for more traceability and transparency.
Stipulated procedures and processes for the prosecution of offenses were deliberately not complied with, but instead cancelled or overridden. The rights of victims were effectively trampled underfoot and left to the whims of individuals.
Pope Francis, who has come under intense pressure over the failure to deal with increasing cases of clerical sexual abuse, will close the summit on Sunday with a mass attended by all participants and a final speech. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly appeared in court in Chicago on charges that he sexually assaulted 4 women, including 3 teenagers. Kim Fox is the Cook County State's attorney.
The victim met Robert Kelly on her 16th birthday, where she was celebrating at a restaurant. At that encounter, the victim told Robert Kelly it was her 16th birthday that day.
Cook County Judge John Like set bail at $1 million and called the allegations disturbing. The judge also ordered Kelly to avoid contact with anyone under the age of 18. The 52-year-old Kelly, whose real name is Robert Kelly, was charged with a 10-count indictment on Friday. Kelly's attorney, Steve Greenberg, said that his client did nothing wrong, adding he's a rock star. He doesn't need to have non-consensual sex. Thousands of yellow vest protesters took to the streets of France on Saturday for a 15th straight weekend of demonstrations. Police clashed with protesters near the Eiffel Tower in Paris, while local authorities in the central city of Clermont-Ferrand urged residents to avoid downtown because of clashes between yellow vest protesters and police. Elsewhere, activists blocked access to an Amazon platform in the southwestern city of Toulouse. The protests started in November to oppose fuel tax hikes, but have expanded into a broader public rejection of French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. And officials in northeastern India say at least 99 people have died after drinking bootleg liquor. Many of the victims are tea plantation workers. Police have started an investigation. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.